This morning our message is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20, which has already been read through the Christmas candle. The title of our message is, Can We Be a Shepherd for Christ? Or can we be a witness for Christ? And what does it take to be a witness for Jesus? This scripture points us to the Good Shepherd, Christ Jesus, who laid down his life for us. Jesus willingly died for each and every one of us. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. How many of you would die for someone? Well, Jesus died for each one of us. When we believe in Jesus, we are his friends. Christ came into the world to die for us, to die in our place. And not only for us, but he died for the sins of the whole world. He died for everyone. That's what it tells us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. Throughout Scripture, we are told that if we believe and trust in Jesus, he will give us everlasting life and directions to live by. Today's message is going to center on the shepherds and their witness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God chose shepherds to be the very first witness of Jesus' birth. There was nothing special about the shepherds, but they were chosen of God to be the first witnesses of Christ's birth. When we witness for Christ, there is nothing special about us. Because it's not about us. It's about Christ in us. When we witness, it's not about us. It's about Christ in us. In Luke chapter 2, verse 9, it says, And the angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. Would you have been frightened to see an angel? And even now, would you be frightened to see an angel? The glory of the Lord shone around them. Their reaction was a fear, and not just a fear, but a terrible fear. Many of our reactions may have been the same way. Maybe we would be frightened to see an angel. Well, I think my first reaction might be of astonishment or maybe fear, but it would be joy after that, I believe. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. What does the Word of God say about fear? The Word of God tells us hundreds of times. In fact, it says over 300 times, We are not to fear. We are not to be afraid. One of my favorite verses on fear is from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, which says, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We need to hold on to that verse. And know that we are not to be afraid, for God is with us wherever we go. God tells us not to be afraid. Today we are told, in fact, we were told at Thanksgiving not to get together. We were afraid, don't get together for Thanksgiving. And I'm sure the next thing we'll hear is, don't get together for Christmas. As we're told, be afraid to get together even with so many people in your family. In fact, out in California, they're told you can't get together with more than 6 people. They want to instill fear and tell people to be afraid. I think to myself, is this of God or is this of ungodly men? We are told to be afraid. The shepherds were told not to be afraid and not to fear. The angel was bringing them good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. And I'm afraid today that there are too many people that don't know the good news and the great joy of Jesus Christ. And so they are afraid. The news of Christ Jesus, the anointed, the Messiah, our Savior and our Lord. This is the news of great joy for everyone that the shepherds were told about, and we are to tell others about. That is what we are to share. Oh, I was at the doctor this week. And the doctor said to me, well, have a nice Christmas. And I said, I'm not sure if our family's even getting together. And this doctor said, her family's coming from Maryland. All her brothers and sisters are getting together from Maryland. She wasn't afraid. And I thought to myself, praise God. God does not want us to fear or to be afraid. God is with us wherever we go. It's man that wants us to fear and to be afraid. In fact, Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Jesus came to redeem us, to save us, to pay the price for our sins that we could not pay. But he also came so that his joy could be in us. And his joy could be made full in us. When we begin to concentrate on fear, we lose his joy that he wants us to have. He came that his joy may be in us and may be full in us. Jesus wants all of us to know him and to have his joy. We are to have his joy and not fear. Is Christ's joy in you? Have you prayed to receive him as your Savior and your Lord? I was reading the other day, they said that this one person said 75% of the people that come to church may not believe and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. What a powerful and strong statement to make. 75%. I'll let you know that's one reason why I do mention Christ in probably every sermon I preach. Because as a pastor, I'm responsible for souls. And I do not want any to be left out and not to have heard the message that Jesus Christ came for you. Amen is right. He came for us. That's how important each one of us, each one of you are. He died for the sins of the whole world. Perhaps one angel with God's glory was not enough to convince the shepherds. So in verse 13, it says, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, a multitude of angels. Can you think how overwhelming it must have been for these shepherds in this field to have the whole sky filled with angels? Isn't that something? Boy, just think today if that was to happen. Would we have people start wondering and running around and sharing a message of Christ? The whole sky. What were the angels doing? Well, they shared the message that Christ was to be born, a Savior and Lord, Messiah. But they were also praising God. And that's what we are to do, is praise God. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Is there any fear in that verse? It says in everything, the good, the bad, whatever. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say a thing about fear, but that is the will of God for us, to give thanks. We need to give thanks, and we need to have a heart of gratitude, knowing that God is there for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us wherever we go. We need to trust God and not be afraid. The host of angels were saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. What did the angels say about us? They said, peace among men with whom he is pleased. How is God pleased with us? God is pleased with us, or anyone, when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Lord, and as the Son of God. That is when God is pleased with us, when we believe and trust in Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord, and as the Son of God. As Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we believe in Jesus by faith, we have peace with our Almighty God, the Father. Those who do not believe in Jesus and do not believe that he is the Son of God, their Savior and Lord, are wicked and afraid before God. There is no peace without God. There is only peace with faith in Jesus, with God. With those who believe in Jesus and love him and trust him. As we love him, we need to trust him too. We need to trust in his word, what it says. That he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us wherever we go. Do you believe that? That's so important to believe and to hold on to. And to know. So that when you are struggling, you can know that Jesus is there with you. It's so very important. And so that when your kids struggle, you can tell them that Jesus is there with them too. If they know Christ as their Savior. There will never be any world peace until Christ returns, as he is the Prince of Peace. The shepherds were a witness of Christ. What is needed for us to be a witness for Jesus? Well, first, to be a witness, we need to believe and trust in him and not be afraid. Let me ask you this question. If your parents said, don't be afraid of this, and you were afraid, would you be trusting your parents? No. And God is saying to us over and over and over again, do not fear, do not be dismayed, do not tremble, do not fear, but trust in him. The shepherds believed the angels, and they believed God. They came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as they lay in the manger. The shepherds believed God and they hurried, they ran to see the baby, the Lord Jesus, in the manger. They saw Christ in his glory, it says in Scripture. We read in John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. How precious this was. When Jesus was there, those there said they beheld the glory of God around Jesus. Jesus had all the grace of God from his birth all the way through his life. But they beheld that glory. And when we walk with Jesus, we're to know the glory of God. How precious it is. They were not afraid. They went and testified and told others about Jesus. And as in verse 18 it says, that those who heard the shepherds wondered, or they marveled at Jesus, at what they were told. It doesn't say they believed. They wondered and they marveled. The shepherds were not discouraged when their witnessing did not return the faith that they had. But in verse 20, they continued glorifying and praising God. And if we were to witness to someone, and if those we witness to are not moved to accept Jesus or believe in Jesus, we're not to be discouraged. We're to keep praising and glorifying God as the shepherds did. In this scripture, we learn what is needed to be a witness of Christ. It's simple. We need to believe and to trust in him. Trusting sometimes is hard, but we need to trust. As it says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. But the verse begins, trust in the Lord. To be a witness, we need to believe and to trust. We need to trust in him. Secondly, to be a witness for Christ, we must know that it is not about us, but about Christ in us. Those are the important points to be a witness. Believe and trust, and then know it's not about you, it's about Christ in you. We must believe in him and know it's not of us, but of faith and the Holy Spirit. It is of God that we are saved through faith. It's not about us. As Ephesians 2:8 through 10 tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. It is of God that we are a witness of him. Jesus is teaching his disciples in Mark chapter 10, verses 24 to 27. And this is what Jesus says. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were even more astonished and said to him, then who can be saved? Looking upon them, Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. As Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. It's so very important that you guys know that. When you believe in Jesus, you are Almighty God, the God the Father's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. God wants you to have good works. He has worked them out for you. You are His workmanship. Isn't that precious to understand? We are the Father's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. With God's work, we can believe and be a witness for Him. What these words say is that you cannot buy your way into heaven. You cannot earn your way into heaven. Salvation is of God. The Holy Spirit and the Word of Christ is what brings us to God and keeps bringing us to God until we choose to believe in Christ as our Savior, as our Lord, and as the Son of God. With God, all things are possible. He can save a wretch like me, and He can save a wretch like you, as the song Amazing Grace says. We need to be dependent upon God. When we are dependent on God, He can make us be the witness for Christ that He wants us to be. God changed these shepherds into His witnesses. He gave them faith. They needed to serve Him. They witnessed with the authority of God because they believed God and knew nothing was impossible for God. And that's the same way for us. When we witness, it's with God's authority. They witnessed with the authority of God because they believed God and knew nothing was impossible for God. God can and will give you everything you need to be a witness of Christ. Each one of us can help tell the news of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Each one who believes in Jesus has been given the faith to be a witness for Him. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, it talks about the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Only the faith of a grain of mustard seed is needed. Why? Because we only need enough faith to come to Christ. It is not of us. He is greater than Satan is who is in the world. When we witness, when we do whatever we do, we're not to be afraid. We're to know God is with us wherever we go, and we only need enough faith to come to Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we thank You, Heavenly Father, for the faith that You have given us to believe in Jesus Christ, to know Him as our Savior, as our Lord, our Redeemer, for paying the price for our sins that we could not pay, and ascending into heaven and waiting for us now. And Father, we thank You for how You work in each one of our lives. And we do pray, Heavenly Father, as has been asked this morning, that we do pray for Jaden as he's coming home. Be with him, God. Watch over, protect him, and keep him safe. Be with every one of our families and help us to be a witness of Jesus this Christmas season with our families and with those around us. But most of all, Father, we do pray that You allow us to really believe in Jesus and to really